Welcome back to What Goes On BTS. I'm Dez, aka I knew Bomb was gonna boo-boo on that floor.
And I'm Viv, WTF Ticketmaster.
Okay. And this is the bi-weekly show where we keep you in the know about what goes on with BTS through having fun, standing, jokes, and trying our best to be informative and sometimes having deeper and more nuanced combos. Because sometimes, you know, we got to get a little serious and, you know, talk to y'all about the real deal stuff. So what are we going to be talking about today, Viv?
Today, we have In the Soup. But then later, soldiers, did you survive the war? Did you survive the Ticketmaster war?
For real,
we are about to relieve it for you.
You're gonna get the play-by-play because currently we're recording this podcast from our graves because we aren't here.
We aren't aged. Ticketmaster, oof, that we'll get into that.
Okay, I'm the age of Rose on the door in Titanic. Jack. But first, getting into some a little bit of older news, we're gonna first talk about the 3J video because we didn't actually talk about it last week and that was a big deal. So let's get into that first. Did y'all watch it? Because if you didn't, what is wrong with you? If you have eyes, you should have pressed play on that YouTube video.
We should have been looping.
Okay, because I know I was. What were your thoughts, Viv?
I thought it was very initially, when I watched it the first time, I rewinded it back to watch for every single member. Back. It was so good.
Also, normal viewing.
So good. Yes. It was so good. The choreography was so fun. And the footwork, oof. I was like, girl, these ankles. Couldn't do it.
Quality. Who else but 3J can come and shut something down like that in 27 seconds? It was 27 seconds of actual dancing. Like, who else could do it? Oh, so good. And the fact that in the behind the scenes that they actually put so much work into it that they actually recorded it over 2 days. Because they started one day, didn't like the ending product, and then came back and recorded it on a different day.
Yes, they're extremely hard workers. That the behind the scenes was very, we got a glimpse into like how they are as like pros. They kept saying like, you know, they kept wanting to better the take, and I was like, wow, I did not see any mistake, but, you know, you guys are the pros, so.
Exactly. And the choreography, probably top notch. Like, what a great nod to Megan Thee Stallion's verse in Butter.
Yes. And now they have an in-house choreographer, so.
Yes, a new choreographer. The choreographer that recorded that. Do you know his name? I can't remember right now.
I can't either.
Viv, where are you? You're supposed to have the facts and the names.
This is your job.
I'm kidding.
But yeah, BTS have a new in-house choreographer. He did post on Instagram and how, like, you know, he's very excited to work with BTS. He commented on, like, their work ethic and, like, how good they were.
Viv, we have to go find his name.
Okay.
Yes. So while Viv is doing that, yeah, like she said, he posted on Instagram and then also, go ahead.
So his name is Nick Joseph.
Yes. And he also was choreographer for Drunk Days by N-Hyphen.
And that was crazy.
Yes, that choreography is sick. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he's going to do.
Me too. It's always, I don't know. Like, for him, this is, I don't know if he's choreographed, I haven't seen, like, his other choreographies, but for me, this, as, like, a first.
And that was just a snippet.
This is really good.
Like, and BTS executed it well. Well, 3J. Yes. Sam J. So, speaking of Sam J, let's talk about one of the members within Sam J's birthday that recently just passed. Jimin!
Ooh, sing it, you got me down.
Hey.
Sing it, you got me down.
Hey.
Sarangago Park Jimin.
Hey, sing it, you got me down. he is officially 26, international age. Big 26. Like, is that considered your late 20s? I guess that's still mid. Korean age. He's 20, so. Jimin is out here. Yes. So Jimin's birthday was October 13th. And he did do a V Live. I wasn't able to watch it all. Did you? Were you able to watch it?
No, I was not.
Okay, so I'll talk about a couple of things that I saw. So the staff gave him a cake that was like, what did it say? Like, you're my pop Jimin filter. It was something like, it was a play on the song Filter.
Okay.
And then Jimin felt like very awkward doing his V-Live. So he called Jungkook in there and was like, come save me. Jungkook was working out, but Jungkook came. He came in, you know, chest first. huge. And he had on the quintessential, you know, the new shirt that's just like, everybody's losing it over that high. But you know, that high black shirt. They all work out in them shirts. And it's just like, that shirt be clinging. Anyway, so that's not the point. It's about Jimin's birthday. Okay. So he came in or whatever. And he was like, oh, you know, did you light the candle? Like, you know, we need to sing you happy birthday. So he tried to light it and tried to pretend like he got him the cake. But Jimin was like, I already said that the staff got it. And he was like, whatever, fine. Let's just go ahead and sing. And then Hobi came in, you know, number one Park Jimin birthday supporter. So Hobi showed up. Actually, after Jungkook was supposed to leave. So after him and Jungkook like hung out for a little bit, Jungkook was like, I gotta get back. I'm actually working out with two people right now. And Jimin was No, I need you because this is awkward. Like, I feel awkward doing this V-Live. And he was like, no, I gotta go. And Jimin was like, you could just do cardio with me later. He was like, nah, I gotta go. So then Jimin was like, okay, before you leave, he was like, can you grab me some water? And then Jungkook was like, all right. So then he comes back with three waters. And then Jimin was like, oh, okay. And then he goes off to the side, like, you know, behind the camera. And then Jungkook was like, you know, your stomach might get upset, you know, just drinking water. So I also got you this, like, basically, like, calm your nerves. It was a bottle of soju. So, and then Jimin was like, I cannot get drunk on the live. And then Jungkook's like dying laughing. And then that is when J-Hope showed up. So when J-Hope shows himself, and then so then Jungkook was like, oh, how convenient. We have three bottles of water. We can use the caps as shot glasses. So they unscrew all the caps on the three bottles, each put a little bit of soju up in there. And J-Hope takes it. He's out. Like, J-Hope was like, oh, no, you know. He was like, that's nasty. He was like, actually, these days, I enjoy whiskey. He was like, this soju is not it. J-Hope was disgusted. Repulsed. He was like, that is not the jam. Okay, he was on his friendship is Irish bomb. He was like, that was not it. So hated that. And Jimin enjoyed it. I think they helped him like be more calmer, and then he just carried on with the rest of his life. But like I say, I didn't get to watch all of it. So okay. I'll catch up later. But you know, I'm excited for his birthday. And then he got a couple of birthday posts. You know, like I said, number one, Jimin birthday supporter is Hobi. So Hobi posted all kinds of videos. Actually, he asked on Weverse first, what did I post for Jimin last year? Because he didn't want no repeats. Okay. So he was like, what did I post for his birthday last year? So somebody, an army, posted like a screenshot of Twitter with all the videos so you could see. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. Now I'm going to start posting on Twitter. So then he started posting the videos. And so it was like one video of Jimin dancing when they were doing the photo shoot for Love Yourself Tear. Mm-hmm. Then he fell, you know, because Jimin's clumsy. Classic Jimin. Another of him being goofy during the Speak Yourself. I want to say it was the Speak Yourself photo shoot or the Love Yourself Tour photo shoot. I really think it was Speak Yourself. And then another one. It was another video. Oh, I can't remember what was happening in that video. I'm blanking, y'all. I'm blanking. Somebody's yelling at me. It was this! Sorry. I can't remember. But then I remember him posting a couple of photos after the fact. So it was one of his photo from Love Yourself Answer. That outfit, you know, with the disco looking outfit. Definitely one of him brushing his teeth. Hosek said that he came back on Weverse and he was like, I actually edited this photo, but I posted the wrong one. And so it's up now. I can't do nothing. It was like, I tried to edit it. It's all up. Toothpaste is all out his mouth. Like, I can't do nothing about it. It was like, it's the so. And then Jen also was the first. Actually, Jen was the first one that posted happy birthday to Jimin. And Jen posted his happy birthday. He wrote happy birthday inside of a box of mushrooms. So it looked like he took the mushrooms out and wrote happy birthday Jimin on the inside of it. And then took a picture and posted on Weverse, because Jen has to tell you happy birthday first. That is the Jen way. So Jimin on his V Live talking about Jen, he was like, he told Jungkook, yo, Jen gave me mushrooms for my birthday. Like, so Jen legit gave him that box of mushrooms. So he got Namjoon a bite and Jimin got a box of mushrooms. Jen is a menace. I love Jen.
Jen is a menace.
Jen is truly a menace. So he got him that. And then Suga, of course, you know, did his post in his class thing, you know, happy birthday, it's Suga Hung. And then Namjoon posted a happy birthday to Jimin as well. And, you know, it was like, baby G, happy birthday to baby G. Which, ooh, I loved.
That could have been his stage name.
Yes. For y'all that don't know, Jimin's stage name was almost Baby G. It was going to be Baby G or Baby J. But he decided against it and decided to go with Jimin. Ooh. He was for real about to be Baby J. And you imagine him greeting, hi, I'm Baby G. Oh.
I'm glad he went with his real name.
Me too.
Yes. And how classic Jin, because I remember last year he wrote, I think it was for Namjoon's birthday, he wished him on like a tissue paper.
This sounds about right. I can't remember, but it sounds like Jin. So
he wished, I think it was Namjoon, he wished him like a happy birthday on a freaking tissue paper.
Jin is.
And he posted on Weverse. I was like, wow.
Because Jin gonna be first regardless. Like how he told J-Hope happy birthday like a day before. He was like, but I was first. And he was like, I just wanted to make sure because I thought I would forget. And I thought about it today. So I went ahead and told you. So I'm still first. J-Hope was like, it wasn't my birthday. Don't matter. I was first. Jen's a mess. Gotta love Jen. You gotta love Jen. Worldwide handsome.
It's always hilarious. Cool. It's always cool to see how the timeline is. Everybody changing their little profile pictures to Jimin and...
Yes, it was cute. I didn't get to like join in. I was too busy having my lady business and having my uterus attack me. So I didn't get to join in to the festivities as much, but you know, I was there for the pictures and stuff like that. And I spammed happy birthday during his V-Live, which a lot of people had problems. I guess V-Live was glitching out and acting crazy and peace. A lot of people couldn't get in there, but I was in there, so sucks to be y'all, but that wasn't me. Sorry to y'all. Sorry. I was in that thing. So sorry. So sorry. V-Live's... Jokes, y'all. Jokes. Nobody come for me because of that. Somebody's going to be like, how dare you?
Whenever BTS go on live, V-Live servers be like, bro. Not again.
Control, Alt, Delete. That'd be V-Live servers.
Escape. Escape. Escape.
Yes. So moving on from Jimin's birthday, which was a very happy moment, let's go ahead and talk about My Universe going to number one on the Billboard charts.
My Universe went number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on the week ending, I think it was the October the 9th. Yes. Which, I think it was October the 9th, which marks BTS's sixth entry? Debut? Into the 100? I think it is.
She's asking me, and I'm just looking at her like, now you know. It's late. She's like, I'm just looking at her like, I know you ain't asking me.
I'm pretty sure this is BTS's sixth and Coldplay's second since 2008, I believe. Yes.
Viva La Vida.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So wow.
Wow.
And this
round of applause.
Yes. I think this is the first collab between groups that has ever like made a debut at the number at the Hot 100.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm. Interesting.
Really?
Yep.
Run-DMC and Aerosmith didn't get it for Walk This Way?
I could have sworn.
I don't know. Maybe so. Interesting. Okay. My universe, I like it. I enjoy it, so I'm happy for it.
I'm happy for them.
Yes. Also, in celebration of Coldplay's album coming out, the Empire State Building created a light show on their building that goes along with My Universe playing in the background. So you can go watch it. Remember the last time that I paid attention to the Empire State Building? They probably have done stuff since then, but the last time I paid attention was when they changed the building purple for when BTS was in New York doing promotions. That was probably around the time when they performed on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. So, yes. So now it has this whole light show. It's really cute. It's actually cute. So, yeah, go look. It's on their Twitter account. They posted, like, a little snippet of it. It was cute.
Okay. I'll go check it out. I have not seen that one.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from that, let's talk about producer Suga. And how he creates all the bops.
I'm sorry, y'all. There's a bug in my room. There is a bug in my room.
There's a snake in my boot.
Anyway, let's
is that how you sound? There's a bug in my room. There's a snake in my boot. It's like Woody from Toy Story.
There's a snake in my boot. All right. Suga once again put his producing skills to the test. This time with a Japanese artist by the name Omi. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. For his song, You. Now, initially, Omi had made the offer towards Yoongi, and Yoongi, and Yoongi, like, happily, I guess, accepted it, and Omi was saying, I think this was during, like, a live, he was saying, like, how, like, because of how Suga is, like, a huge superstar, like, you know, they're always busy, and, you know, they have a lot going on with their schedule, but Suga made it, like, you know, he put in the time, a lot of time into this song. Like, he would, like, you know, create demos for him and he would give it to Omi, and Omi was saying, like, how he could feel that Suga was, like, an individual who really, really loves music.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that is Yoongi.
That really is Yoongi.
Not you about to cry. Viv, reel it in.
Like, I'm about to cry because this bug.
Oh, okay. About to be crying in the club.
Let's save for tears for December. But the song was really relaxing. I like the aesthetic of the music video.
I haven't seen any of it. So I haven't heard the song yet either. I know y'all.
Oh, you haven't?
I'm so sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine.
You're like, oh my gosh, it was so, you're waiting for me. I'm like, haven't seen it. Can't talk to you about it, but you know, I'm gonna listen to it.
It was so aesthetic, and it's like a really calming, I feel like it's a very much like a fall song. Like it really, yeah, it is definitely a fall song. Mm. Kind of chill, relaxed. The scenery was so freaking pretty.
Oh, you're talking about the video?
Yeah, there was a music video.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, the scenery, it's a song. What?
Oh, I should have said that.
No. It probably was me. I probably got lost. It was me.
But yeah, there was a music video to accompany it, but I thought it was really, really pretty. And once again, Suga really, wow, look at him. Look at his repertoire.
I know. I feel like without even listening to it, I feel like I can be like, oh, it's probably a bop because that's all Sugar makes. Like, Sugar's production is quality. And actually, this is interesting now that I think about it, because Omi is a guy, and usually Sugar produced tracks, he gives his tracks to women. So, interesting. This is new.
Okay.
Yeah, because Yoongi's usually, you know, like Suran, Halsey, IU.
All bops.
Okay.
8 has not left. If 8 is not on my top 10 for
Spotify. 8 is a jam.
I wear that song out.
We Don't Talk Together. Oh, who sings that?
Is it Haze?
Yes. Haze, I love that song too. But I couldn't remember her name. I blanked. I was like, I can see the picture on my Spotify. I love that song. Okay.
Oh, we forget the song request radio, but with Lisora. Hey DJ, mm-hmm. play me a song to
me. That's what I'm saying. All women, all bops. So good job, Yoongi. And I thought she was gonna say something.
I'm gonna cry. I'm being held hostage.
What kind of bug is it, babe? Is it a, like, what is it?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know what it is.
Is it big?
No.
Because it looks little, because I can't see it.
I don't
know. Come on, J-Ho Jr. Come on. You believe, I believe in you. Kill it.
I'm already, like, paranoid as it is.
You literally about to start crying.
I have skin dermatitis or eczema. If that bug lands on my skin, it's enough. Like,
that's true. Okay. I'm still going to laugh at you if you start crying, though. I want you to know. Because I have no sympathy for you after the fact that I got into a wreck and you talk about some. Oh, look. You were shaking while you went and got a shake. Moments after I got to a wreck. So, you know, you want to cry over a net. That's your business.
Okay, that concludes the first segment of this podcast.
As always, thanks for listening, you guys. We appreciate you so much. If you're going to be enjoying the Permission to Dance offline concert this weekend, make sure you have your snacks at the ready and fresh new batteries in that army bomb. Because even though you're at your house, we're still popping off, because why? BTS is putting on a show. Don't matter if you're at your grandma's house. Tell me, Mom, to get up and dance too. And if you're enjoying today's episode, make sure you leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to wherever it is that you're listening from. I feel like that's definitely a podcaster little spiel, and low-key feel a little bit like a YouTuber. Make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on any of my videos. Blah, 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 blah. Goodness gracious. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump back into the episode. All right, and welcome back to the episode. So for our next topic, we're going to be talking about, I guess, a little rumor that was involving Taeyong and the aftermath from it. Part of me kind of even didn't want to talk about this because it was just so absurd. But it ended up trending on Twitter, so let's go ahead and do it. So Taeyong went to an art exhibit. And I'm not sure if he was there by himself. Some people said that he was there with Jungkook, but I'm not going to say that because I can't confirm it. Also, this was during his private time. This was private, not public. He was just there mobbing, doing his thing, minding his own business. And people was also minding his business, and they should have been minding their own business as well. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he was there at the exhibit, and so was the chairwoman of the Paradise Culture Foundation, which was Choi Young Jung, as well as her daughter, who is the daughter of her, as well as the Paradise Group chairman, Philip Chun, which I believe is like a popular company, the Paradise Group. My neighbors have been slamming this door. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I heard.
I'm so sorry, y'all. If y'all are hearing slamming, I don't know what's going on with this dude.
He on my nerves. Anyway, they always get live at 5 when we got to record. Anyway, so I guess somebody happened to snap a picture of him while he was in conversation with, it looks like, the daughter, and then the mom was off to the side. And then from that, a rumor started that he was in a relationship with the daughter as well as the mom.
Oof.
And also people were like, because he also wears bracelets from that company. Again, the daughter and the mom. Now, some people were spreading the picture around on Twitter and things like that. I will say, I did not hear about the rumor until Hive came out and denied it. But I also wasn't on Twitter like that. I was on Twitter a little bit, but not nearly as much as I would normally be. Even with me putting time limits on my app. Did you hear about the rumor?
No. I logged in and, you know, like how you go through your timeline. And then I saw trending. Hype was trending. I was like, oh, okay. Usually when hype is trending, it's usually not for a good stuff. You know, people are just always like, you know, whatever. It's usually with like the people demanding stuff from hype. So like I click on it thinking, oh, probably it's like another something happened, you know, just a regular schmegular thing. And I go on here and the first thing I see, it's like an article like, oh, hype is denying the rumors. And I was like, rumors?
What?
Rumors. I was like, no one was obviously no one was talking about it on my timeline.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it had reached that or like the, I want to say like the international side that much. Initially. Yeah, I heard that door.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it hadn't reached, it hadn't had like, you know, that much of a reach.
Right. Yeah. And then I feel like, and some people were saying that they knew, but they were keeping it quiet, which I mean, that's how it should be. But it was a big deal, they said, on the K Army side.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know anything about it. But after I found out that they denied the rumors, then the photo, all of a sudden, it was on my timeline. And I was like, why would y'all share that? Ugh. Anyway, don't go looking for it, y'all. Again, it was his private time. Like, nobody should have been taking photos of him. But that to all kick off. But people were saying that people were sharing the photo. Just all willy-nilly. A lot of the... Some accounts. Not even gonna say who. Some accounts. Because I don't have 100% proof. So I'm not about to be accusing people just out of the blue. But yeah. They were saying some accounts were sharing the photo. And then after Hype denied the rumors, then all of a sudden the tune changed. And then after Hype denied the rumors and was like, absolutely not. He is not... They're just acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
Taeyong got on Weverse. And first messaged. It was like, this is pathetic. He was like, no, he said pathetic. I wish I could sing Which if you know, the context of the song because he's actually talking about the song, you know, is angry about people being angry. Essentially, you know, another moment of like, read them lyrics. Because then he also was kind of like low-key subtweeting lyrics in the next post. So then he goes, hold on. Bro, I know I just added this to my bookmarks. It still didn't add it. Bro, I edited it. Hold on. So then he gets back on Weverse and he's like, in tonight's dream, I'll shoot a poison needle in the back of their necks. Please watch out for the back of your neck. Puke, puke. Which is also part of when they do the puke, puke. Yes. Yes. And I was like, is it a threat if you dreamt? Like, how smart was that? Like, it's like our version of allegedly. Lawsuits far away. Yes, he was like,
Because they try, and you know what? And he had every reason to be mad. This was like the first time I was really thinking about it. Really, the first time the BTS is responding to a rumor in that manner. Like to hop up on a social media platform and be like, y'all absolutely got me effed up. Like, I'm disgusted. He was using like throw up emojis. Like, y'all had the wrong one with Taeyong. Truly.
I would be pissed too.
The daughter and the mom, that's the one, like, I can't get over. It's like, y'all playing in this man's face.
And over, you know what? And one of the worst things is like people link people together with the most random, oh, they were both wearing the same shirt. They were both wearing the same bracelet.
Yes.
So they must be dating.
Should they do that even between members? But, you know, that's another topic for another day.
This whole situation was just...
it was a hot mess.
And to
he'd have a right to be upset.
And on his private schedule, like, leave people alone. Stop, like, snapping pics. And hello? Korean... what's it called? Korean Herald?
That yes, news, Korea. Yes.
They dump. They posted, like, the pictures with, like, oh, he visited this exhibition. Like, y'all didn't, like, repost the pictures from the fan who took it.
Yes. Oh, no. No. And then they said... a reporter was in there, and hold on, wait. They said a reporter was in there, basically, I'm paraphrasing, and she was like, "Aren't you V from BTS?" And he was like, "No." And then they said she stared at him, you know, like she knew that he was V, like, you know, like, tell me the truth. And then he admitted it. I was like, and then they're gonna talk about some gotcha. Like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? And then pinned it to their Twitter. Yeah,
that's
pinned the tweets. Like, are you joking? Like, are y'all serious? And posted pictures of him in there. They didn't post the pictures of him with, you know, the two ladies, but mm-hmm. Posted other pictures of him in there. Posted another picture of him walking through there. You know, inciting the rumors. Like,
leave people alone, please.
Hello?
Can they please enjoy, like, their private time without people stalking and, like, it's just weird. It's just weird.
Okay, stalking and then starting a rumor up that somebody is messing around with their daughter, with a daughter and their mom together at the same time. How disgusting is that? That is disgusting.
That's just low.
Bro, to accuse somebody of that because they wore a bracelet, hang it up. Pack it up.
Like, this is what we're reporting now?
Hello? So, because of, especially after Taeyong's response, because when Hype denied it, you know, it hurt artists that picking up traction. Because it was just like, what? Because like we said, the international side, it seemed like, really didn't know. A lot of people didn't know.
Yeah.
About the rumor. But they said it was a big deal on the K side, which, don't know how true that is. But I feel like it must have picked up some traction for Hype to come out and deny it. So, due to Taeyong's response and people's response to Taeyong's response, Taeyong then started trending on Twitter. I think he ended up trending number one. Some people felt that we should be reporting the tweets. I mean, reporting the trend. Because he didn't say anything on Twitter and it should not be talked about on Twitter. We should be censoring his name. And, like, you know, he posted that on Weverse. That was just to us. That was private. And we shouldn't be talking about it on Twitter. Now, to that I say, how do I say this? Like, y'all, Weverse is a social media app. It's very easy to get into. You do not have to answer no questions about being an army. You don't have to know that BTS's debut day was June 13th. You don't have to know that Jimin's stage name was almost Baby G. You just go, you want to join Weverse? Yeah. Make a username. Now you're here. It's a social media app. BTS are not the only ones that use it. Multiple artists use it. K-pop acts, Western acts, TikTok stars. Lil Huddy's even on there. It's a social media app. It is not super private. I know that we view it as being more private than Weverse. Even I have joked that I'd be like, oh, Twitter is their main, Weverse is their private. But Weverse is still a social media app. Now, when he responded that way in regards to what he was responding to, of course it was going to pick up traction. Actually, by the time the translators had gotten it, because it had to be translated, because when you hit the translation in the app, because of the way that he was talking, it didn't translate it right at all. You just got, ooh, somebody mad. That's what I took from it when I hit the trans, because it didn't translate it right. Okay. So when the translation hit Twitter, because all the translators were just like, ooh, like, it took a minute because they was just like, whoa. Because no, I don't think nobody expected Taeyeon to do that. So when it got translated, some of them were putting like the bear emoji, meaning like that it was from Taeyeon. But some people were like, it was V. Tae said this. So if it gets 50,000 likes and 20,000 retweets, and that's just from one translator, and we have multiple, you think that didn't contribute to the trend as well? And I'm not saying go attack translators. I'm saying, like, he responded directly to, like, a low-key scandal. Like, and it's a dating scandal at that. Anytime a dating scandal pops up, it trends. As for any K-pop act, it might even be somebody that you like, oh, man, they might even not be the biggest star. It's usually number one because people get to talking. It just is what it is. And so he responded, and like I'm saying, like I said, I'm not saying, oh, man, he should have been trending. We should just be running it up and talking and talking and talking. But it's like, at the same time, y'all have to be realistic. He posted that to a social media app. It's not even like exclusive as Fan Cafe was. Like, Fan Cafe was harder to get into than Weverse. But they are really Korean. Like, okay, we'll take a test in Korean and they would change the questions every now and again. You couldn't even cheat. It wasn't like, let me see your paper, girl. Like, you couldn't even. It was rough out here in these streets, okay? Right when I was trying to level up in Fan Cafe, finally when I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. Because I was just like, you know, my baby level. And finally when I was like, I'm going to do this. And they were like, actually, we're going to come out with Weverse. And I was like, thank goodness, man. I was about to be struggling. I was studying for them tests. Anyway. So, yeah. Because, and then also at the same time, if you want something to be private on Weverse, then it needs to apply across the board. So if we decide that things that BTS says on Weverse is private, then it needs not come or go to any other app, period. And that's like when they post pictures, because technically the rules of Weverse is that we are not supposed to share the pictures from Weverse. Any picture that BTS posts. But meanwhile, even in the translations of BTS's tweets, when they post a picture, the picture is posted within the tweet. Again, not saying go attack translators. Not saying that. I'm just being real. Like, let's keep it real. A lot of y'all that use Twitter, you go and look for the translations on Twitter. If you use whatever app that you use, you go look at the translations on Twitter. Sometimes I even see YouTubers that post BTS comments. They'll be on their community tab and tell you what they said on Weverse. Along with the picture. Okay?
Yep.
So let's keep it like a buck. Let's keep it 100. Like, you cannot, BTS posted a video on Weverse. Where that video about to be on TikTok? On Twitter? People that run Instagram accounts for BTS, where that video about to be?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And also want to reiterate again, not saying run it up and, you know, and trend it like crazy, but it's like, y'all, not only do ARMY follow them on Weverse, reporters also follow them on Weverse, Antis follow them on Weverse. A lot of just K-pop fans about BTS there on Weverse. It's not just a place, you know, where ARMYs be. It's a social media app, and anybody is free to join it and follow it.
I feel like harder. It's yeah. I feel like it's harder to contain because of, like, how now, like, huge the fandom is. Like, it's just huge.
That as well.
when the fan cafe was there, it was like we were, it was a lot of us, but it wasn't like as what it is now. Like, it's just a lot of people. You have Instagram accounts that have like 1 million, 3 million followers. They're not even like,
and they're not even old accounts. They could have literally came and started up in Dynamite era.
Honestly.
For real.
Like, some stuff you really can't contain. Like, it's just...
Because a lot of, like, when we were, like, the way it was used to go, it was, like, you would kind of learn the way from people that had been there older than you, like, how, you know, Fan Cafe works. Because that's how I learned how Fan Cafe works. You can't share nothing. You can't... They would legit be like, oh, that was you? We saw you on Twitter. Your account snatched. They're not as harsh with Weverse. As people be sharing membership content, although... I still think that one day they might just decide and try us with that membership and just start snatching accounts. People share membership content as well. And that definitely should not be shared, because I'm... that was a time when they snatched all of the membership benefits. They ain't care. You bought it? Who cares? You get nothing. Because a couple of bad apples spoiled the bunch. Okay? It was legit like school. It was like, what? You shut up. You know what? Tommy was back there talking. And so just for that, all of y'all get extra homework. Like, that's how Big Hit was moving. They snatched up them membership content so fast. People that bought it was hot. Okay. And to this day, I still be seeing that membership content. Y'all probably have seen it. It's when BTS is wearing them that blue, red, and white little outfits, them little suits.
I remember that.
Ooh. Yep. That was a time. It was a time. That video where Well, Jungkook kisses Taeyong's sheet. If you seen that, you seeing membership content that you shouldn't be seeing. Because if you ain't buy it, you shouldn't be seeing it. But you probably have.
Because I remember people were sharing it through the DMs.
Girl, that day was wild. It was wild. What a time. But yeah, they tried the heck out of Taeyong, and Taeyong was rightfully pissed. And, you know, it's basically just leave BTS alone. Mind the business that pays you.
Honestly.
And Taeyong is not offering you any money to follow him at an art exhibit. Okay.
Yeah, and not everything they do and say must they be. Because you know, like how some people try to defend it? There's always going to be defenders. Like, oh, well, we want to see him. Or like, you know, Taeyong would want us to. You're not his spokesperson. You're a fan. People be like, well, wouldn't you want to know? No, I don't care. I don't want to know where he is 24/7. I don't care.
Yes. This reminds me kind of like, remember recently when they took the flight over from New York? To New York from Korea for the UN speech, and people were tracking the flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
talking that was... We just wanted to make sure that they were going to land safely. Let's talk about the boundaries that you don't know them. You are a fan, but why are you tracking their flight?
Go outside and touch grass.
Bro, like, it's like when, like, you just gotta remind yourself, like, man, there are boundaries. Also, this reminds me very much so, a YouTuber that I watch, she recently just dropped the video. It was from a day ago. This was after the Taeyong thing kicked off. And it was about, I think it's called Dumoy, or Do, like, I would pronounce it Do, but it's DEUXMOI. And the Instagram account that is, it's like where people take pictures of celebrities and I guess they submit it to the account. Anyway, the YouTuber's name, her name is Tiffany Ferg, and she was like, it's basically about the normalization of stalking celebrities. And she does, like, internet analysis videos. And I feel like a lot of what she was saying while she was talking about that account, you know, and about, like, the Britney Spears situation and things like that, it was ringing true for the way that people treat, you know, BTS as well. And celebrities just in general, you know? She actually posed a question at the end of the video. And her conclusion being like, when it comes to certain celebrities, would you be a fan of them if you didn't know anything about their personal life? If all you had was the music, would you be a fan? So it's like, would you be a fan of BTS without any of the personal life, anything? All you have is music. Would you be a fan? Like, I had to ask myself that. And I was like, I would. I don't think that I would have a Twitter account. And also, this podcast wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just keeping it funky. It wouldn't, because, you know, I would definitely still be a fan. Actually, I probably would have my Twitter account, because I made my Twitter account because of, I wanted to talk about the music. But I wouldn't be as active on it. We wouldn't have In the Suit. We wouldn't have no Bon Voyage. No Run. It'd just be songs.
It'd just be music.
Mm-hmm. And so, can you say that, would you be a fan?
If yes. You had
no personal information? Yes. What yes. About you, listener? Would you be a fan? You had no personal information? It'd be no fan fiction. Well, it might be, but a lot of people be pulling fan fiction off what they think that their personalities would be based off of the way that they perceive them from the content that they take in. But you would just have music. Would the fan fiction hit for you? I don't read fan fiction, so I can't. I can't help you. Oh, that's the biggest lie I used to tell people in my early days of being like, when people be like, oh, I made fan fiction. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to read it. I wouldn't, because like, I'm not into that. I don't like fan fiction of real people for me. But it's like, if that's you, that's you, that's your business. then yeah. But I just thought that that video was interesting. I say go give it a watch. I love Tiffany for his content. She's so smart. And from that serious topic, let's jump into something fun. Let's talk about In the Soup. It finally came out. Wah, 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 yeah, yeah.
We got food. We got a dog now.
Yeah.
Everybody get excited.
Yes.
He's a Doberman.
Yes.
John Baum. That's the name. John Baum.
And who is John Baum?
He is. He's the newest member of BTS.
Oh, is he?
He is Jungkook's son.
And by son, she means his dog, like she said, a Doberman. He's a puppy. Yeah. He's a big puppy, though. He big boy.
That dog huge.
And you know, if you have been looking at promotions for In the Soup, in the first couple of photos, they would actually draw the dog like next to them. And I just thought, oh, okay, he's a little mascot. I didn't think it was going to be an actual dog. Until like this one photo came out and it was like, oh, a Polaroid. And it was like a dog. I was like, oh, the dog is real? Oh, so they just brought a dog, a random dog with them. I'm not thinking it's one of the members' dogs. So I'm watching the episode because I ain't want no spoilers. I stayed off of Twitter until I got home. But I was like, what? Is Jungkook's dog? He's so cute.
He is. All right. So the Soup premiered yesterday, which was the 15th. A lot of people were excited. There was a lot of talk on Twitter. I was on there for like a little bit before I decided, let me go watch it before I go to work, because I didn't want too many spoilers. I had seen like a couple of spoilers, but I didn't want the whole entire show to be, you know, ruined for me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about our favorite moments from episode one.
Okay. Definitely one of the top moments. J-Hope and them bugs. J-Hope and them bugs. First of all, when Jimin walked in the room and he saw that bug on the wall, he had already decided that that was going to be his room. He saw that bug and he said, no thank you, and left without telling anybody that the bug was on the wall. And I was like, that's real, because I too wouldn't have said nothing, because if we choosing rooms, like, I'm not about to tell you there's a bug on the wall, because then you're gonna try to stick me in that room, and I've already decided that I'm leaving. So he didn't say nothing. He ends up winning the rock paper scissors games. He goes upstairs. J-Hope and Tae are then playing rock paper scissors for two different rooms. They have now discovered that there's a bug on the wall, because Jimin has now told them after he got his room. Then J-Hope was like, okay, let's go play rock, paper, scissors. Let's do this. J-Hope wins. And then J-Hope's like, okay, I can take this room with the bug, or I can take the room that's next to Jungkook. And Jungkook's over there with that dog, and I'm going to have to hear that dog barking all day. Actually, you know what? I'll take the room with the bug. You deal with that dog.
So he's called himself trying to kill the book. That didn't work out by him trying to kill it. It was just him staring at it for about 10 seconds with a piece of paper. It didn't work out. Jimin had to come kill it. He was mortified. Then later on in the episode, J-Hope was sitting at the table. And mind you, when they first got into this house, J-Hope told them, specifically told Taeyong, actually, make sure you close them doors behind you. Because every time you come in, because we ain't let no bugs in here, he told him. And then, what does Taeyong do when he comes in and J-Hope sitting at that table? He leave the door open. Mind you, he was outside, literally, as he was walking in, boxing with a bug on his way into the house. And then walked in and left the door open. Okay, so the bug flies in. Mind you, y'all, you can literally rob J-Hope with a gnat. Like, you can rob him with a gnat. Like, this man is deathly afraid of any bug. Deathly afraid. So the bug rolls in. J-Hope starts freaking out, starts beating his neck, throws his phone, runs across the room, screaming, hollering. Everybody else is standing there in silence because they're used to it. This is how J-Hope moves. Like, I was dying. I had to play it a couple times because funny with a capital F to me. How about you?
There's this one particular one. After they all had their snacks, which was like, because they got to the place at like, it was sometime, I think, 4 or 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. So Jungkook, so like the way it was, I guess it was edited. It was like, you know, it was morning. It was 5 a.m. You could see the fog in the trees. I was like, oh my God, this is so peaceful. It kind of showed you the house. And then all here is just Jungkook, rolling, lolly, lolly, yeah. And he's just like he's doing the karaoke. I'm just like, fam, what is this time? It was like 5 or 6. I was like, what are we doing?
I love that edit.
And it was Jungkook just it was Jungkook doing the karaoke. And then sometime later after they had lunch, Namjoon and Tae joined in. And they started rapping to one of the songs from Epic High, Fly, and another one from like, Dynamic Duo. And then it was so cute because people were taking that clip and they were tagging Tableau on his that's one of Epic High's member, and they were tagging him in the video. And now they're doing a tour, so the members are like, maybe we should include Namjoon's robot dance in it as part of their choreography.
Oh my gosh, it's so I mean, Two Cuts would be down. DJ Two Cuts would definitely do it. I can see Two Cuts doing it.
Yo, Tae and Jude were having so much fun.
Yes. I also love, speaking of them, when they were vibing to karaoke, speaking of another editing moment, when Jin got up after they went and woke him up and Jin was exhausted, he was tired, and he walked up to that window and edited it, and it was like, from Jin's point of view, Jin was like, half asleep, y'all. And so he looked in that window, it's like from Jin's point of view, and it was just silence and Jay and Tae and Namjoon jumping around, and you could just tell that they were screaming, and Jin's just standing there like, oh God, I gotta go in there. Oh gosh. I cried. That was funny.
Yeah, whoever edited this episode, like the timing.
Top notch. Comedic timing, top notch.
From the moment Jimin got into that room and checked out, he got in, he saw the bag, he was like, we done. He's like,
screw, screw. Okay. He made a hard look. It's like, oh, he looked up. Oh, let me just go ahead and grab my basket and skedaddle.
But undeniably, I think we can all agree, like, the star of this first episode was the Doberman. Was Bomb.
Yeah, Bomb.
I'm pretty sure there are now accounts dedicated to Bomb. Like,
yeah, already one episode.
I already know.
Take it over the game, because Bomb is truly that dude. That's where my AKA comes from. I was like, I knew Bomb was gonna boo boo on that floor because Bomb had boo boo walk. Like, he had poo poo walk. He did. I was stressed out the whole time from the first time. Also, they gave us a lot of Bomb. There was a lot of TMI for Bomb. I watched Bomb doo-doo twice on this episode. On this episode alone. Okay? Bomb took two dumps and they aired both. I don't care if you put emojis up.
It was literally like flowers dropping. Like, babe, I didn't need to know. You could have just put up one big, I don't need to see the drop. Like, it was just a lot. I was like, okay. I get it, Jung is changing his thought, but it's like, bro. So he was training Bomb, and he put down like a little puppy pad, and he was teaching him to go use the bathroom, you know, on the puppy pad. Like, if you need to go, go over there, you know. So Bomb peed, and then Bomb got up and walked off, and then he went into Jungkook's room. When he went into Jungkook's room as a person who's on the dog, I could tell by the way that Bomb was walking, and they was all up on, you know, they were showing the backside of him. When a dog's about to, you know, number two, their butt, it kind of like inflames, and they do this special kind of walk. And he was doing that, and his butt was like, I said, he about to do it on the slow. I was like, Jungkook, get him, Jungkook, get him. But he caught him. He caught him that time. That time. And then he was like, Bomb, come over here. Come on the puppy pad and go poop. Now, I will also tell you, I'm going to be honest, it was a little bit of a culture shock to me that he had that dog doo-dooing in that house. I cannot lie to you.
I thought the same thing. I was like, because at first I was like, why is he taking him to that little section of the corner in the room? Oh, I was like, I could have sworn, like, I'm not a dog person, but I was like, I could have sworn, like, you take your dogs outside.
Yeah, you do, but I don't know, different cultures. So, I also come from, you know, a culture where we just start letting dogs in the house. Like, they just finally got in the house, and that's, like, if it's baby dog, okay? Because dogs go outside. So, period. Like, they don't live in the house, they live outside. So, but I was like, I can see, like, you know, puppy pad, like, a few, like, people that live in apartments. I know people do that, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, if it's late, you know, or if your dog is at home by himself. But I also was like, okay, Bomb, like, if Jungkook happened to be asleep or if he was in the room by himself, he'll know where to go. So that's how I took it.
Okay.
And I was like, but right outside that door, I know that it's a patch of grass. So he was teaching Bomb to go number two on that pad. But that's also cool because at least Bomb know to go number two on that pad instead of number two on the carpet. Or so we thought. So then Bomb was in a different part of the house. He was in the kitchen. And Jungkook goes in there. He's about to make him a little snack. He had already fed Bomb breakfast. And I was like, after he fed Bomb breakfast, I was like, maybe they didn't show up. But I was like, Bomb need to walk. Bomb gotta go. He gotta go get the energy out. Bomb gotta go use the bathroom. Well, they was in the kitchen and Bomb's looking real adorable. And then he started hitting that walk again. I said, he about to do it on that flow. I was like, catch him, catch him, catch him. Well, Jungkook was like, oh, he's so cute. He's so adorable. And then he realized it, but by then it was too late. And Bomb was like, right here on this fresh floor. Okay. Y'all just installed it. I just renovated this house. Gucci. Mine. About to drop it right here. And so he did. And Jungkook was like, Ande, no. It was done. It was a wrap. And I knew. It's like, I was trying to tell you through the screen, Jungkook. I know this already happened. I know. But I tried to tell you. This is a lot of time to spend on a dog crapping on the floor. It was entertaining, though.
John Bomb got his perfect, like, debut as a dog.
He did. He really did. Also, like, shout out to, you know, Jungkook pulling another one of being like, y'all won't hear anything from me unless I'm ready to tell you. He been at that dog. Mm-hmm. We ain't know nothing about that dog. Never mentioned it. He wasn't ready to tell us. Shout out to him.
We'd love to see it. We'd love to see it.
Yep.
And Yoongi was cooking. Oh, yo. Yoongi, that whole episode, I was like, wow, what a man.
I know. The domestic Yoongi coming back to us.
It's like, he's cooking. No. Taking care of the members.
We love to see Tajay help out to make coffee. We love it. We love Grandpa Yoongi. We truly do.
And then I was watching, you know, like, it was before work, so I got to the point where they were looking through the house, like, through the house, and then it was Tae and Jun, and then they were going through, like, you know, room by room, so one of the rooms was, like, a PC room, and then the other one was the gym, and I was like, please, nobody try to do anything. I was like, please, and guess what? Namjoon went on there, He did two of them. He only did one halfway, and I already closed my laptop. I was like, I'm not doing this. Like, let's go to work.
That boy hit a chin up. Ben Phil said, I got to go. I got to go.
I saw his arm. I was like, we can't do this. It's like too early.
Yes. And then Tay hit a little chin up, and I was like, come on.
Yes, he did.
Hit two, and then was like, that's enough for today. And I was like, better than me.
I haven't worked out in months.
Okay, the only thing I can lift up is my fork to my mouth with the food on it. You feel me? Okay.
Yeah. The only exercise you need, to be honest.
Okay. You know, I work very hard.
And this is a show that will be, I think it's every Friday, right? One episode every Friday of every week.
Okay. A new episode drops. Yeah. And we actually took a poll. I meant to say that at the start of the segment, forgot. Just whoosh, flew past me. Took a poll, posted a poll on Twitter, on our podcast Twitter account at WGOBTS. And I asked you guys if you all wanted us to talk about In the Soup. Most of y'all said yes. Somebody said no. But you know what? You lost, sucker. So we talked about it.
We were going to talk about it regardless.
No, if they wouldn't have wanted to hear it all, I wouldn't have said nothing. I would have just been like, it's out. Go watch it. I enjoyed it.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the next episode.
Yes, me too. Should this be a thing that we do every Friday? Let us know. Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Okay. And with that, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back.
Sure. And yes, guys, I did manage to kill the bug that was holding me hostage while recording this particular episode. The only bugs that I like are the dead ones. Now, to bring to your attention, there was a problem with our last episode, seeing as how it did not play in full for some people on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but that issue has been resolved. You can now enjoy our last episode and this one. And we're back! Friends, did you survive the war? Did you survive the agonizing ticket week? Are you one of those survivors? Are you? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about getting these tickets, because we've aged 10 years, maybe more.
I don't know about you, but I have traveled from hell and back. Like, it was rough journey.
I can only imagine how many people were trying to get into these four dates.
Yes. And if you don't have any idea what it is that we're talking about trying to purchase tickets to the Permission to Dance on Stage live concert happening in LA over four dates. We talked about it briefly within our last episode, you know, about how the tickets were going to go and how they were going to go on sale and things like that. So it has happened. It was chaos. So we're just going to like recap and tell you a bit about our journey and things that we saw happening to other people on Twitter, because we are on Ticketmaster's head. Okay.
Yes.
We're on the back of their neck. Okay.
First of all, did we get tickets? Yes, we did. We are going.
Let's start there. First of all, we're in that thing.
Yes. We got tickets for December 1st and December 2nd. So,
woof. Yes. Woof.
But the journey to get there,
truly something.
We laugh now.
Yes. Actually, we laughed the first day too.
Yeah, we did. You know?
We laughed because of frustration, and we had just reached the brink. You know, you just get to the point where all you can do is laugh because it's so ridiculous. That's all you can do. You laugh to stop yourself from crying.
Alrighty, so let's take you step by step.
Yeah, let's actually just briefly talk about the first ticketing day, so you can see why the chaos then erupted on the second ticketing day, which is the day that me and Viv started ticketing. So like we told you last episode, the first ticketing day was going to be for people that had soundcheck tickets. So they had the first pre-sale codes. So they go in to try to purchase their tickets, and the sound check tickets were gone immediately. Gone. Gone. So people with sound check tickets were then purchasing tickets in the 500 section. They were like, I went from sound check to 500s. I literally saw some people saying that on my timeline. So, you know, they were discouraged because they're like, this is the day that they told me to try. This was the best day for me. Like, this is the best option, I mean, for me. So that's what happened day one. A lot of people were sad, you know, mourning the loss of their song check tickets, you know, what could have been. Yes. So then second day comes. Second day is when, you know, if you had a regular schmegula degular MOT7 ticket, which is what me and Viv have, because, you know, we have funds to go, but we have funds for sound check, okay? Because we are regular schmegula degular people. Okay. We're trying for that day. Me and Viv are trying at the same time because we're going to be going together. So we're texting each other back and forth. Our little guy, because it was like, it used to be a man that would go across the screen. This time it was a circle. Once your circle starts from the left side of your computer screen, once it makes it to the right, you can then enter the room. Mm-hmm. Both started out with 2,000 plus people in front of us, as many people did. I've gotten into the room first about 3-4 minutes before Viv did. We were kind of neck and neck on getting in. I got into the room, and by then people were saying, I'm getting error codes. Prior to that, people were saying, I can't even log into my account. Ticketmaster is now saying I don't even have the account. Mind you, the code that was sent to them was sent to them to an email, like, that was associated with their account. And now when they put in their email, it was saying this email does not exist. It does not match with an account. That's the message that they were getting. Wild. So a lot of people couldn't even log in to even start the process of getting tickets. Then on top of that, normally Ticketmaster has a waiting room that you're supposed to enter that starts an hour before the ticketing goes on sale, before the room opens. You're supposed to go into a waiting room before you hit the queue, and you're supposed to be in there an hour. This is the way that it always goes whenever we buy BTS tickets. That's the way that it was even the day prior for the people that had the sound check tickets. So how about that hour hit and ain't nobody go into the waiting room? And everybody was like, what is going on? Is the site crashing? Oh my gosh. So people were panicking. People were freaking out. About 20 minutes later, Ticketmaster comes out talking about some, the waiting room, it's not going to open until 30 minutes in. So everybody's already like, Ticketmaster, y'all are trying it. Y'all are trying our patience. Y'all already not even letting people with that you sent codes to in. Like, mad. Big mad. Okay? The replies underneath that tweet, it was like, we gonna box you. Because we're over here, we're stressed. Then normally, it's like once the 30 minutes hit, your page refreshes itself and it puts you into the waiting room. The rules when you buy BTS tickets are never refresh your page. Because if you refresh, it pushes you back to the back of the line. You never refresh, you wait for Ticketmaster to let you in. Nowhere in that tweet did they tell you that you needed to refresh. So when the 30 minutes hit, none of us get into the room. And we literally had to refresh the page. A rule that Ticketmaster told us that we should not do previous times. So why would it then change? And nobody told us anything. So the order got jacked up. It was a mess.
Ticketmaster was just crap at communicating.
Absolutely.
Like, they literally tweeted one tweet that night, just one, and it was the one like, hey y'all, so like the waiting room is open like 30 minutes, not like an hour before. That was it. That was all the chaos we were going through, all the hell. Ticketmaster was just looking at us like, dang, we a bunch of clowns.
But granted, we were already on Ticketmaster's head, but or so we thought, because like, that was light work. Like, oh, it only got work. So then, when we get into the waiting room, we receive a message on the Ticketmaster site that says, no sound check tickets will be available, you know, to let you know. Just let you know. And we were all like, okay, expected that. You know, all the sound check armies that tried yesterday got all the sound check tickets, right? Mm-hmm. Only right. Fair. Seems fair to me. Okay.
So we get in there. Nobody knew what was left. Finally get in. It's really only a couple of 300s, at least when I got in. It was a couple of the 300 section, 400s and 500s, which the 500s is the very top of the stadium. So these were the only options, and me and Viv were both going in trying for December 2nd dates. Okay. So we're in there. I'm trying to click. I'm talking to Viv. I'm getting the error message, which is apparently what everybody else is getting. And then we couldn't even buy tickets.
Yep. Those tickets were disappearing faster than you could blink an eye.
Yes. And it wasn't like it was just like, oh, people are snatching them out from underneath you. It was like, no, Ticketmaster literally isn't letting you buy them. It would be one thing if it was like, oh, man, the fan got the tickets before you. It was like, no, the site is just crashing.
Or you'd have like, oops, another fan beat you to it.
That's fine. It was the error code for me.
Because you were trying it. I was trying it. I was eventually able to get the tickets.
Yeah.
But them tickets were flying. When I tell you, like, I was just clicking on anything. I didn't even care where we sat.
Yeah.
At this point.
So Viv got us tickets in the 400s. But, yeah. But if I had been trying on my own, I wouldn't have been able to purchase tickets. Because it never worked for me.
Yeah, this is one of those situations, like, wow. It's good that you have, like, multiple people trying for these tickets because...
Mm-hmm. Yep. So then... We hop over because we also wanted to go to the December 1st show. So we hop over to the December 1st just to see if we could get something. Because since we're going to be in LA, like, our plan was like, oh, one day we'll try to go for an up close, you know, see. And then another day we'll go, we'll sit like far back. We actually plan like to sit like in the 500s for another day. Well, we had already got 400s and that was the best of the best. So we were like, we'll be lucky if we get five. We're going to be there for multiple days. So, you know. So we go in and like my thing is zooming. It's like, it's only 81 people in front of you now. You're going to go, you're going to get in there. Then it just freezes. And I said, oh no. So by then people are also still having a hard time. It's like the site crashed and they held up the line at that point. They were just like, they just stopped it. And then after that, like we waited, me and Viv, we were on the phone cracking up because it was so ridiculous. The foolishness that we were going through. Then by the time we got in, everything was sold out, grayed out. We had a couple of seats, but not two together. And we were just, all we could do was laugh. All we could do was laugh. Because the tickets went on sale while I was at work. And like I said, last time, my commute is a little lengthy. And so I wouldn't have been able to make it home by the time the tickets went on sale. So I was trying for tickets while I was at work. So I stayed at work after hours. Like... So I'm just there, solo dolo, at my work computer, like, well, why am I still here? Why did I stay? For what? But Ticketmaster to play in my face? Yes. So that was the first day. So fast forward to the next day. The next day is Army membership ticket sale. Which Viv and I both have an Army membership. Would you like to tell them? Oh, I'm sorry. So if you have an Army membership sale, the Army membership, you should then receive a code for the membership pre-sale. That's part of the membership, is that you get, you know, essentially first dibs at BTS's concert tickets. However, this time, Mott 7 contact tickets purchasers got to go first because, you know, the tour was canceled. So this time you were third. So everybody's supposed to get a code. What happened with you, Viv?
I got an email from Ticketmaster saying that they couldn't verify my Army membership. And I was like, what? So then I was like, wow. So this is all riding on Des today. Because we had initially planned to go in together because I thought that it was going to work out for me. But Ticketmaster was like, no, no.
And mind you, that I'm going to be trying from the same computer that yesterday I only got error codes from. And Viv, this wasn't the only person. Viv wasn't the only person that this happened to. This happened to a lot of people. Most people on my timeline was like, Ticketmaster couldn't verify my membership. Like, what are you talking about? So I got a code. So it's like, okay, here we go. I get in. Now, granted, because of what happened and all the seats, like I told you, it looked like everything had sold out. A lot of people had gave up. It seemed. A lot of people had. Because it was like, all they had yesterday was tickets in the 400s and 500s. A couple in the threes. Yeah. I'm gonna give up because it looks like everything was sold out. However, Ticketmaster didn't announce anything was sold out. So I told Viv, I'm gonna try again. And so I was like, Ticketmaster hasn't announced anything. I get in. My thing is kind of moving fast. I was like, now it took hours, like I told you, hours to get inside to get tickets the first time. I got inside, like after the tickets went on actual sale, like past the waiting room and all that, like through the, like while I was in the queue, 30 minutes, maybe even less than, maybe around 25. I was in. Went in there, and before that, actually, people were already saying, it looks like sound check is available. To which the people that had sound check tickets that were told to try on the first day were like, excuse me? Because they thought that there was their best bet. So a lot of them didn't even try. So they didn't know that sound check tickets were withheld, right? And so when I got in, I actually got me and Viv tickets in the 100 section, which is like right up off the floor. I mean, I'm happy for myself, but like it was a mess. For like, cause I'm like, if I didn't have an army membership, if I just had my Mach 7 code,
we really would have been.
Like, cause y'all told us that that was the best option, so it kind of felt like we kind of got punished for having a Mach 7 ticket. Like, luckily I had an army membership, and I'm glad that I tried. But once people start saying that sound check and stuff like that was available, then people start hopping on. Now, I was in and out by then. I was gone. But then Ticketmaster start acting up again. And then people had a hard time. So a lot of people, you just didn't get tickets. The next day was the verified membership pre-sale. And a lot of people, like we said, it was gonna be like a lottery. A lot of people got waitlisted. I did, Viv did, a bunch of people on my timeline did. And for that day, you know, I had a couple tickets left, but they were like, you know, soundcheck is also gone. It's very limited. After that day, the tickets all sold out. The tickets never even went to general sale.
Yep. Friday was the last day.
The last day. Never went to general sale. Sold out off pre-sales. So, I mean, like, congratulations, BTS, in that regard. But Ticketmaster tried us for our lives.
First of all,
it was hell. Oh, and let's talk about the scammers.
First of all, before that, Ticketmaster is crap at communication. The second day for Mott's people, when I tell you they only tweeted that one tweet, and in the website they were like, okay, sound check. The next day for Army membership, suddenly they were buddy-buddy with armies.
Oh, yes!
Having, like, the butter. Like, armies, like, you know, don't fret. Like, it's all good. I'm just like, where was this communication yesterday? Where was this?
Remember the light lighted up like dynamite. Shut up. Don't let it dim. Oh, I was looking at the messages, waiting in that queue, like, you don't shut up talking to me? How dare you?
Like, we're not buddy-buddy like that, fam.
And we don't even know what's in here. Mind you, we didn't even know how much the tickets was going to cost. We didn't find out how much the tickets was going to cost until the first people that had the sound check pre-sale code got in the room. People were over there taking out credit cards. Was like, just in case. You know? Nobody even knew. Like, we was like, oh, maybe BTS will keep it around the same price. But what if they don't? Who knows? Because we didn't.
Like, we were really going into this, like, blind.
Yes.
I didn't care, though. When I got those tickets, I was just clicking on any two tickets I could find.
Exactly. Because we was like, pay. We'll figure it out. That was me. We'll figure it out. If it's too much, we only go one time. But we go. But it's fine. But yeah.
So, the scammers. So, scammers also got in and was purchasing tickets and then start putting them on sale. One I saw was on sale for $24,000. One ticket. One. Uno. Not the game, the number.
Like, I want to see BTS, but, like, dang. Okay.
People on Facebook talking about some, oh, we didn't came up with a come up. Ooh! And also, y'all, so sorry. There was also a deal between SoFi Stadium, the actual stadium, their year-long, like, ticket holders, because I can't even say like season ticket holders for like football, because I think it was like for people that have tickets just year round. They actually got to buy tickets as well early. They got their own presale. So people that just had SoFi Stadium seats also got presale and got to get in. They actually got to get in even before the Ticketmaster people. So they also bought tickets. And then they were like, oh yeah. Like, people were showing, like, a Facebook, like, little group taking screenshots of them being like, oh, we can make some money. Like, they didn't caught a lick. And everybody was just like, what? For real? Like, we didn't know nothing about that. But, I mean, that's the deal. That's what the stadium does. Apparently, that's what they do for every show. But who knew that? Wow. So, there was that. So, they also took some tickets. And yeah, so a lot of people, I saw a lot of people, they just didn't get tickets because it was just error codes every day, every day.
It was so frustrating. Like, I felt so bad for people, like, for just anger, frustration. Yeah. I was angry too.
I was too. And the first day that we got to, I couldn't even celebrate. I was just, I felt so bad. I felt so bad. It was like, I mean, I was glad that me and you were going to be able to experience a show together because we always talked about how we wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. But I felt so bad for people that not only, like, you just got air codes, but it's like you couldn't even get in to even buy your tickets. Like, they were just getting black screens. Your account doesn't exist.
Well, the codes weren't working. So why would you send people codes that wouldn't work?
Exactly. When they logged into their account trying to check earlier in the day, but now it don't work.
And you know, the only way you can reach Ticketmaster now is like through emailing, because they don't even, their phone, you can't even call them.
Although you wouldn't want to call them because, I mean, they got a lot of scammers like pretending to be Ticketmaster. A lot of people got scammed out of their money.
Oh, yeah. So,
remember that?
Oh, no. I hope she got her money back. That was sad to watch.
It was a bunch of people. But yeah, one of my moves that happened, whew, poor her. She did, my mood, I don't know if you're talking about the same person. She got her money back. It took a while, though. Like, months. But yeah. It was hell. But we're going. And hopefully you're going too if you tried. If you didn't get tickets, I feel so bad. Like, I truly feel bad. Like, this was horrible. Granted, the error message thing is something that happened to me for Mach 7, but the fact that people couldn't even just log into their account, like, at all, was something new. Like, I felt horrible. People was posting that black screen. I was just like, and this is me, like, the smoothest ticket buying experience was the second day that I tried with the Army membership. Because, like I told you, error message from you for Mach 7, the Love Yourself tour, the first one. I put tickets in my cart for the fourth word show, had them in my cart, was about to hit purchase, and the site crashed. P1 tickets, so, like, low. But then that's how I ended up going to LA.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I got sound checked, so.
It was all good.
It was all right.
But yeah, I really feel like Mott's people really, like, had the short end of the stick. Mm-hmm. Like, truly. Like, no communication. Like, Ticketmaster wasn't, like, they have their, that Twitter page, like, for, like, fan support.
Yeah,
but it's like, it just sounds generic. It sounds like something quiet. Like, no communication, nothing. People were emailing them, and then the emails they would get back, they would just be more confusing.
Yeah.
this whole situation was just a mess.
Yeah. Some people were saying that maybe for the Army membership pre-sale, maybe they took tickets back from the outrageous scammers who were posting resales on StubHub, that it looked like some of the tickets had been taken back because mm-hmm. it wasn't as many as the night before. So maybe that was the case. But a lot of us, I don't know, it also kind of just looks like they could have possibly done that. They could have possibly just been holding on to tickets. And, you know, maybe they weren't transparent for a reason. I don't know. Maybe it was just like, really, luck of the draw. It was like, if you snooze, you lose. We're not telling you nothing. I don't know. But it definitely created chaos. People had anxiety. It was just a lot. Because all people want to go do is just go see BTS. And, yeah, a lot of people tried all 4 days and still have no tickets.
But one of the funniest moments was a fan on Weverse was like, you know, Hobi. She was like, you know, like the U.S. armies are going, you know, at war with, like, you know, for the tickets, and I lost. And then Hobi was like, oh, I really didn't know. But did you get the ticket?
He was like, oh, y'all trying for tickets? Y'all doing ticketing today? Did you get them? It was like, no, Hoseok, she didn't. She told you.
She did not get the ticket.
Oh my God, this is so J-Hope is always so lost. I didn't do nothing but laugh. I was like, oh, this is so J-Hope.
I was like, here we are literally going to war for y'all. And there go Hobi. Oh, crap. Ticketing?
Oh, y'all, I started ticketing already. Did you get them? The girl is over here crying on Weverse. I can't.
Sir, we've been emotionally and physically traumatized, and here you go.
I was laughing in my bed, like that one meme. You know the guy from the drama? Oh, I don't know the name of it though. When he's like kicking around in his bed, like crack it up. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm. You'd have to send me.
It's very popular. You would know it if you see it. If y'all know what okay, I'm talking probably, about, okay. That's what I look like. Oh my gosh. I was cracking up. J-Hope is hilarious.
That was one of the funniest, you know, at least he brought some laughter to our lives after.
He wasn't trying to, but we definitely laughed. I was like, poor person that left that message. Oh my gosh, J-Hope.
But yeah, but we're excited. We're going.
Yeah, but we're going. Yes. So
we had our recap. Yo, tell them how we were trying to book a hotel, but we couldn't decide between decor or like a microwave.
Bro, that's when you know you're grown. We were like, should we get a cute hotel, but that hotel didn't come with a microwave, or should we get a microwave because that's very important. Like, who want to eat cold food that needs to be reheated? You know, the microwave isn't the best reheating option, but, like, you know, that's all you got. Otherwise, you eating, you know, cold food. Like, what are we going to do? What if we want to have some ramen? What do we do? What do we do? We ain't got no tea kettle. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Can't boil no water. What we do? But in the end, you know, decor mattered, and decor went out. So,
I mean, it was pretty. Like, the hotel was really pretty.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited for our trip. We get to finally hang out. Yay. And FYI, if you do not know, even I have never met in person. We have hosted this podcast together.
You know, a lot of people seem to think we've met each other. We have not.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
We have but not. We haven't.
Not in person. Nope.
So I'm excited, and I'm happy for everybody who got tickets. I hope to see some of you, because I know some of my moots definitely got tickets.
Yeah. Absolutely. Same.
So, follow the policies, because I think, the vax, you have to be vaccinated or have a negative COVID test.
Within only like a couple of days of the concert.
Mm-hmm. Masks are mandatory. Clear bag policy as well.
Mm-hmm. I also think that there's actually a little policy for LA as well. Like, you have to fill out a form if you're flying in, but before I direct you to that, I want to double check on it. So, next podcast, like, you have to fill out something. That's what people were saying.
For you to win. I think I had seen that floating around.
Yeah, but I don't know how true that is.
So yeah.
But wow. I think it hasn't hit me yet that we're going. I think it didn't hit me until like the second day that you got tickets. Cause you know, like how we're saying, like, cause we only managed to have tickets for day two. So we're saying for day one, we're gonna go outside the stadium and we're gonna just.
Oh yeah, that's what, that was the plan. We were just gonna be there. Well, Viv was gonna be there. I was gonna be in the hotel, but like.
I was gonna be out there. And like, I mean, cheering for the outside.
I would have went to go hang out before the tour start, but like, it's gonna be December. Like, LA gets cold at night. Like, if I'm not jumping around, moving, like, what? Anyway, I'm not trying to get sick. But yeah, look forward to seeing y'all. And
Ticketmaster jail. Yep. Ticketmaster jail. Under the jail, in the jail, on the jail, inside, outside.
Outside? That's free.
Outside the jail, but in prison.
All right. I think that means it's time to wrap it up. Okay, so Viv, what's your song of the week?
Song of the week is Danger. Danger is... I heard... I don't have TikTok, but I heard Danger is really popular over there.
Over where?
Over on TikTok.
Oh.
Yep. It's been gaining.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen people say it, but people were like, it's going viral, but I only seen a couple of posts, and people always be like, it's going viral, and it's like, is it? So, you know.
Danger supremacy.
Yes, but danger is a bot. And I will also go with a song from Oh, Dark and Wild. You know what? Let me not, because I'm pretty sure that I've already done this song before. I was about to say, oh, a tweet came out and researched it in me for my love for this song, but I'm actually not going to do it because I'm pretty sure that I've done that song before. So let me think of another one. Instead, let's do... Trying to think of a song that I haven't done. I'm blanking. You know what? Let's do Jimin's Promise. Let's do it.
Okay.
A jam. A bop. I say, if you're going to listen to it, if you're listening to it for the first time, like if you're a new army, it's over on SoundCloud. And for your first listen, listen with a pair of headphones. It's a part of the song that if you listen to it with headphones, it literally sounds like he's singing while walking around you because of the way that the song is mixed. It sounds like he's walking from the right side of you, behind you, and then comes around to the left. It's amazing. Give that a listen.
Yes.
Viv's fighting a bug. She's also scared of bugs. I call her J-Hope Jr. So we're going to go ahead and head out. We'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Annyeong.